You're listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO at the Clinton is our monthly film series at the Clinton Street Theater. This month, Right to Survive, Breaking the Chains, will play Thursday, July 14th at 7 p.m. The night will give an inside perspective of the struggles of the houseless community and showcase a series of short films documenting Right to Survive's origins in 2009, Direct Actions, and its annual Pitch a Tent Campout, which protests the city's hypocrisy when it comes to allowing sidewalk camping for the Rose Parade. Many of the Right to Survive board members will also share their experiences and talk about the process of moving to their new location. Again, that's Right to Survive, Breaking the Chains, Thursday, July 14th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
The 36th annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival is almost here, and KBOO will once again be carrying it live Saturday, July 16. The fun begins Friday night with blues artists such as Ken Emerson and Sister Mercy. Saturday and Sunday will deliver some of Portland's finest: Dan Balmer, Highwater Jazz Band, Joe Manis, Eric Lewis, Tim Wilcox, Mel Brown, Farnell Newton, and more. That's July 15th, 16th, and 17th under the St. John's Bridge at Cathedral Park, the longest-running music festival in Portland, brought to you by the Jazz Society of Oregon and KBOO. Full details at cpjazz.com.
Control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
7, 6.
Commencing countdown. Engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition, 1. And may God's love
lift
be
off.
With you.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, July 11th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, real radio for real people at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. We have an extraordinary guest today. He only has a very few minutes, ripping through the weather, very quickly, patchy drizzle today, apparently becoming sunny later on in the afternoon, highs around 73, and tonight, increasing clouds, lows around 59, not much in the way of wind, and tomorrow, chance of rain. Yes, indeed. The calm winds as it's out the southwest, and for tomorrow night, there's a sort of slight chance of showers and cloudy skies, lows around 57 on that note. We are very fortunate, I dare say, blessed to welcome Reverend Graylin Hagler back to the KBOO airwaves on Air Cascadia. Reverend Hagler is the senior pastor at the Plymouth Congregational United Church of Christ in Washington, D.C., and a chairperson of Faith Strategies and a leader in the Black Lives Matter movement. And right now, he is, of course, at Ground Zero, the very center, in the eye of the storm, speaking out about police violence and community engagement. Good morning, Reverend Hagler. Thanks so much, or good afternoon where you are. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
I understand you have just a few moments. I wonder if you could share with our listeners thoughts on how the African-American community is responding to the violence, and particularly the role of the church that is playing now, currently, and has always played in confronting.
People are obviously feeling a lot of anger and frustration in terms of this epidemic of police continuing to kill black males where nothing seems to be done. Nobody is accountable, no type of prosecution. And so what you're seeing across the country is the frustration being acted out and carried out in the street because of the inaction of the federal government and the inaction of local authorities. One thing that has gone on in terms of the church last Thursday night, my church, particularly in D.C., convened a meeting of the community along with a radio station, and we processed people's anger and frustration and have moved towards creating a new organizing front that will begin to systematically deal with the kinds of things that we need to deal with in order to change the system, to turn it around, and to try to attack the epidemic that is going on. In fact, this afternoon, I'm meeting with a group of clergy who are really dealing with the issue as well, because everybody in all sectors of the community are reeling from what has happened.
Reverend Hagler, thank you so much for that. Just a final note. Since the black community across the nation has resorted to every possible legal attempt to protect young black males, and nothing so far has availed. Nothing, no peaceful means. People are taking it to the streets. What's the next level? What's the next move? And where does the community go from here?
Well, one of the things that needs to take place is that all law enforcement operates under a Confederacy model built upon states' rights. And there's no place in which local law enforcement have to report to every time they pull out a gun and every time they kill somebody. So we need to have the kind of oversight and the kind of accountability that comes from the federal government, where reporting is not optional, first of all, but reporting is mandatory. And from that, we are able to see what's really going on. I need to go at this point.
What's your final message for white people and what they should be doing right now?
Organize, be critical of what is going on, join in with local movements, and stand in solidarity.
Reverend Hagler, thank you
so much.
We are so grateful to you. Thanks again for that. We appreciate your time. More than words could say. Thanks again. We are going to also try later in the program to reach Marjorie Cohen to speak about the militarization of the police. One thing that came out of that really troubled me was seeing for the first time, and without any laws whatsoever governing this new tactic, nothing. There is no legal architecture that would protect civilians or even to provide guidance to the police on how, when, where this type of weaponry should be used. And that, of course, referring to the first ever in the history of the world use of a robot to kill a human being. That's what we saw in Dallas. That should be very troubling. We have no laws that I know of that govern the use of a robot to kill a human being. That's very troubling. It conjures up the image of police cruisers rolling through so-called dangerous neighborhoods, or what are we calling it now? Urban neighborhoods, right? You know the code words. We all know those code words. Rolling through, a white officer at the wheel, a robot riding shotgun, no pun intended, and the police officer give it the capability to deploy the robot at a whim, whenever he felt threatened, right? Whenever he felt he was in a dangerous situation, he could deploy that robot of his to kill people that he felt threatened by. No questions asked. That is a very, very troubling scenario. And it's one which I think is not too far from the realm of real possibility. That's something to think about. We're going to hopefully we'll be able to speak with Marjorie Cohen. Many of the people that we had lined up for guests today on Air Cascade, of course, very busy for obvious reasons. We are seeing a new level of confrontation, and we want to try to talk about some of these issues in ways that will prompt the white community, the ruling power structure, to ask itself some serious questions about how this situation was allowed to develop. No one minding the store, no one watching over all of us as a community, and none of us perhaps even understanding how to be part of a community and how to take that responsibility seriously and take it to heart. These are some very big issues. All of us need to think long and hard about our role, because we no longer have the luxury of waiting to see what someone else will do. Now it's time for us to stand up and do something, do what needs to be done. I want to go back to just a very few stories from around the region. I always have to talk habitat, because that's what we're losing at a rapid clip. From Coos Bay, the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality has fined the city of Coos Bay because of a sludge overflow this winter. The DEQ says the incident happened on January 13th. The pump was left running at the city's wastewater plant. The city could face additional fines. So if this is the sort of thing that can happen, human error once again, imagine the possibility for human error if an LNG terminal is installed. The numbers of people, the infrastructure required to maintain a terminal of the size that they're contemplating is something the West Coast has not seen before. And this, of course, has a multiplier effect when we think about human error. Moving right along from Yakima, Washington, several thousand sockeye salmon could soon make their way up the Yakima River. Cooler weather is helping. That won't last long, as we all know. And a wave of extra water flowing down the river. The Bureau of Reclamation began releasing, we talked about this last week, if you recall, that extra 6,000 acre feet of water from its reservoirs last Thursday, and it will continue the release through the weekend. That's good news, except that it's good news about bad news, and bad news being that we aren't going to be able to maintain that for very long. We're not going to have a choice between warm water or cold water. We're going to have a choice between water or no water. It comes down to that. And on the weekend, authorities made more than 160 arrests in Baton Rouge over the long weekend. Police in riot gear. See, that's the problem. They don't need to be in riot gear. And that's what the police chief of Dallas said, that riot gear does nothing but what? Well, it increases the possibility of riots. And legal experts are raising the alarm over the robots now, because there is no, as we said before, legal architecture that has been designed to cope with that. Black Lives Matter at the U.S. Capitol movement. Police accountability remains strong in the face of increasing criticism and government repression. It's important to know your rights, and most importantly, your right not to talk to the police. Don't forget, we want to leave you on that note. You have a right to remain silent. This is Beat Air Cascadia for Monday, July 11th, 2016. Engineering for us today, Natasha and Kathleen Stevenson, the KBO AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Kathleen. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.